The late journalist Jack Newfield was a friend of Hamill and Bobby Kennedy. Newfield traveled with Kennedy from November 1966 until the assassination and wrote a biography of him. 10 years ago, on the 30th anniversary of Kennedy's assassination, I spoke with Newfield. Here's a brief excerpt.
When you were following Robert Kennedy on his presidential campaign, did you think he was going to win?
I did not actually think he was going to win until, like, the last half hour of his life. It's that last night in California. He had lost the Oregon primary the week before, partly because he supported gun control in a state with a lot of hunters. Everything was riding on California. He had a win in California, and the same day there was a primary in South Dakota, which is the state Hubert Humphrey was born in, although he later became the senator for Minnesota. And that night, the last night of his life, he not only won California by 5 percentage points, he also won in South Dakota in about a half hour before he went down to the ballroom to claim his victory. He had a phone conversation with Mayor Daley of Chicago, and Mayor Daley all but promised to throw the Illinois delegates to Bobby at the convention in August in 1968. And I think he said to me and Pete Hamill at that point, Daley is the ball game, and I think we have Daley. And then one of the most moving things for me was the night before his funeral, I went into St. Patrick's Cathedral with a group of friends that included Tom Hayden, who was then a leader of Students for a Democratic Society, and was organizing the protests at the 1968 convention. And I was asked to stand vigil at the casket at some point in the middle of the night, and Mayor Daley was there. And he and I, who did not admire each other, were both standing over the casket of Robert Kennedy and tears running down our cheeks. And Tom Hayden, who was further back in St. Patrick's, I could hear him crying. And then 10 weeks later, when the Democratic Party was almost destroyed by the armies led by Tom Hayden in the street and the Chicago police working for Mayor Daley, I thought back to that moment and that Robert Kennedy was the only possible person who could have unified Mayor Daley and Tom Hayden and myself behind one candidacy, and that those riots and violence never would have happened if Bob had not been killed. And I think if he had been nominated, he certainly would have defeated Richard Nixon. And that's a gigantic fork in the road to get Richard Nixon instead of Robert Kennedy.
Where were you when Robert Kennedy was murdered?
I was in the fifth floor of the hotel. I was watching. He went downstairs, and I wanted to avoid the crush of people. And John Lewis, who's a close friend of mine, who is now a congressman from Atlanta, he and I stayed behind to watch the victory speech on TV in a suite on the fifth floor that Bob had just vacated. And we watched it on television in the hotel. And then we ran downstairs when we realized that shots had been fired. And later that night, me and John and Cesar Chavez went to the hospital, and which is where it hit me that this was Robert Kennedy's coalition, and people like Chavez and John Lewis were now orphans in history. That I felt Robert Kennedy's presidency would have been the logical climax of the 1960s, that everything that had happened for 8 years was pointing towards Robert Kennedy's presidency to end the Vietnam War, and it was just aborted in front of our eyes. It was as Marshall Gans, who was an organizer for Chavez, says in the film, as Robert Kennedy, as the gunshots rang out and you knew what happened, he said, "I could feel history slipping through my fingers."
The late journalist Jack Newfield recorded 10 years ago. We'll conclude our remembrance of Robert Kennedy and hear from his son Max after a break. This is Fresh Air.